are here at the CU Direct's Drive 17 conference in Las Vegas, and look who I ran into, Mr. Michael Cockrum. How are you, Michael?
Oh, I'm great. I'm great. Always good to be in Vegas.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. It's getting a little hot out there, but speaking of hot, we are talking hot topics here at CU Direct's Drive, and you are presenting today. What's going to be your topic of choice?
Well, I'm really excited to get the opportunity to talk today about some subjects that really are front of mind for credit unions. We're going to talk about innovation, automation, millennials, and big data, and how they all work together, and not so much how they what's going on directly applies, but what we should read into the trend.
Okay.
And I think when I looked at this is we need to really read into why our customers or why our members are looking for automation. Why are they looking for hands-free? Why are they looking for ease of use? And build those into our products and offerings. And that's why I'm really proud to be a part of CU Direct, because that's really what we have geared up for over the next few years, is looking at just how we can make that member experience that much better.
Yeah, you're talking automation, and we all want automation. Even the keynote speaker in there is talking about driving around in neighborhoods, and all of a sudden you tell the car, hey, you know what, I'm looking for a house that has 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, and a pool. Can you take me to these houses in this neighborhood? The car takes over. It's stuff like that that's pretty pretty amazing these days.
Oh, yeah, my vision, and something I've been talking about here recently, is what I have termed autonomous lending. You know, we have autonomous vehicles, but autonomous lending, and the vision is that we have so much information about our members, and really we're just buying and selling money that looks the same no matter where you go. But how can we make that experience better? And my vision is a person being able to obtain financing for a purchase without any human interaction whatsoever.
That would be wonderful.
Absolutely.
Isn't that one of the biggest fears for people, is going to a car lot and having to deal with the car salesperson and negotiating? Or negotiating is probably the deepest fear.
Well, I don't know if fear is the right word, but angst is definitely
okay,
in
let's
there,
use angst,
right?
Yep.
And so the angst of the process. Mm-hmm. And so when no one wants to go stand in line, no one wants to go sit in a cold showroom, you know, waiting for the process to be completed. But the vision is really, with all the technologies that's available to us, and a lot of it, CU Direct actually provides to our credit union clients, how we can just make that a full circle process for our members without them engaging in any of those pain points.
Mm-hmm. So the ideal experience going to a car lot would be like, hey, that's the car I like, press a button on my phone, loan gets fulfilled, I get the keys, I go home.
Well, absolutely. And
you know, the ultimate goal right there?
Yeah. And because I sort of know the business, I actually did that about 6 months ago when I bought a vehicle. I found it online. I printed off the window sticker, and I kind of surprised the dealer when I went in and I laid it on his desk and I said, I want this vehicle. And within an hour, I had driven away in my new car. But I know the process. How can we get our members engaged in that process?
Be consumer friendly.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
What are a couple of takeaways from your presentation that you want the audience to take back to their credit unions they can use right away?
Well, I think that innovation and progress is not something to be feared, and it's not expensive. We have a lot of vendors out in the credit union space who have really brought those price points down for technology, and we want to embrace that. And we also need to understand today's consumer and really their expectations. Why would they come and wait in line at a branch when they know that there's someone else out there that will allow them to do something without taking that time? And that's what we have to recognize, is the consumer expectation of what's available to them. And that's the two things I really think we need to take away from this entire event.
Yeah. And that kind of leads me to my wrap-up question. What are the goals for this event? Is it just kind of enlighten the attendees here, or give them, I mean, obviously you want to give them some practical advice that they can use right away as well?
For me, it's getting credit unions excited about being credit unions.
Okay.
I've worked in the credit union business now for almost 20 years, and we always sometimes feel like we're behind the eight ball with change. But, you know, as I've been describing to credit unions, is all we need to do is be cool. What our millennial generation, and even Generation Z, is they look for coolness. And so when it comes to just buying and, like I said, buying and selling money, there's nothing interesting or cool about that. But if we can make the process cool, we can make it a more shared experience, I think we have something there. And that's not something I think our competitors really want to invest in.
Yeah, because the cool factor, I think, equals to word of mouth advertising. So, and there's nothing better than that.
That's right. People want to share in that experience. And if you look at all the other programs and memberships you're involved with, it's all about people sharing their experience. And I think for credit unions, that's where our competitive advantage is going to be.
Great. Great message to end on. Michael, thank you so much. Well done, sir.
Thank you.